Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How y'all doing? It's a Thursday. The weather outside may be frightful. Inside, whoa, so delightful because the usual suspects are all present and accounted for. Nick behind the glass, Barry and I sitting right there on our, you know what, ready to go for the next 3 hours. What's up, fellas?
What up, man?
What?
I have a question for you.
Right off the top.
Huh? Yeah, because it's something you just said.
All right.
You said, now, well, before I ask the question,
yes,
you were born where?
Milwaukee,
Wisconsin.
Correct.
And you just said, what up, y'all?
Yep.
I have never been so proud of you.
I've always used y'all.
Really?
Yeah, but when I go home and use it, you should see the looks I get.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. And they're like, what?
Yeah, from the same people that say, oh, Gad, it's so cold down here. Don't you know? You betcha. You could freeze your tail off.
Yeah, but I'm so proud when people that aren't born here or raised here and learned how to talk correctly here say y'all, because that is correct.
What do they say?
Everything else is wrong.
Like, I wasn't Pittsburgh, born they say, here, but I got here as fast as I can.
Why?
I love
apostrophe A-L-L.
That's not you all. That's a word. And I don't care what anyone in this country says. They can all go to hell. In Pittsburgh.
H-E-L-L.
In Pittsburgh, they made fun of me for saying y'all, and I was like, well, what do you guys say? And they said, Ewens.
What?
What? Ewens. Hey, Ewens going to the movies? What? And y'all say
right
we're
there.
Dumb in Texas?
I'll use y'all. I'm never going to use Mike could.
Do you use fixin' to?
No.
Oh, well, I don't use Mike could, but I'll use fixin' to.
Yeah, you need
to
stop the fixin' to.
Yeah, I don't use the
really?
Fixin' or the Mike could.
Fixin' to is so Texas.
It's
that's
not
so
just
Houston.
Texas, though. It's like Texas and other states. It's like regional.
Okay, but I say I'm fixing to. Yeah,
you can't say that.
I say it all the time. I'll never stop saying it, and I don't care what you say. I'm fixing to punch you in the face. How about that? No. but I'm so super proud when people from up north in the weird states like Wisconsin say,
okay,
y'all.
Weird.
Joel's been here long. I was about to call
weird
you Craig.
States, yeah.
But Joel's
state.
Been here long enough.
You yeah. have. Have you spent more of your life in Texas or Wisconsin?
I think we're neck and neck at this
pretty
point.
Close,
yeah.
About even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we're getting there to the H-Town side. But I admit it. Look, I've said to you guys over and over, too, I never want to see winter again on a, like, I live in that city basis because it is awful. And Lisa always wants to go, oh, the snow's so pretty, and it's just when it falls. Yeah, right, great. Now spend a time shoveling it for six times in a day and a half and figure out how fun that is and then
go
drive it.
Go visit for, like, 3 days and come back.
That's right. You can
right.
go up there for short term.
Or a week
right.
or whatever.
I strategically brought her to her first Packer game on the home opener because it was like 63 degrees and sunshine. If I'd have brought her when it was snowing, she would have never gone back again, and she'd have become a damn Seahawks fan like her brother, and I can't have that. So we went to the opener instead. By the way, Nick, I almost hydroplaned
uh-oh.
On the way here.
On your
on 59. Because of the fact that, and it wasn't even raining that hard, and it was in different spurts of 59 different areas. But, oh, my God, people were, like, trying to change lanes and slide in front of me. It's just because there's been so much saturation that even a rain like that, 59 was pretty ugly for a while.
Yeah, I got behind a car towing another car with a rope.
Oh, that happens a lot on 59.
But does it happen?
Did it have the big sign in tow behind
no!
it?
No! Yeah. This was a lady.
And Kurt Lowe spells it T-O-E.
This was a lady... Big towing another lady, and I don't think any of them had any towing experience. It took her about 45 minutes to turn. I was so pissed because that's why I was late. Like, I got here like 12:07 or something like that. I would have been here right on time, but I'm behind, and I couldn't because it was in a neighborhood. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, just please. And there was a line of cars, and I was like fifth in line, so I just started honking. And then the whole line starts honking at these ladies. Like, there's probably 12 cars backed up, every one of us honking and losing our minds. It's just like, just stop. Just, what are you doing?
I'm telling you, it's like today, Nick, like I'm 59, coming from right in the Stafford area. It's jammed with cars. You can tell there's a lot of standing water, like higher water on the roads. But yet people are trying to go 85 and switch lanes, and they're sliding in front of me. And literally in my car, I'm doing my play-by-play going, oh, God, don't do that. You don't do, oh. And I'm like, whoa, because I'm like way out in the emergency lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, just don't hit my car. Be an idiot and hit yours, but don't hit me.
I don't care if you crash.
Right.
I don't care if you wreck. Just don't wreck me. That's all I care about.
You wrecked me.
By the way, Sigmund Bloom joins us at 2:30 today.
Say what?
Yep. Sigmund Bloom at 2:30. Pooch was asking me on Twitter, you guys have a fantasy guy on today, right? Yes, sir. Pooch, yes. 2:30. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com will be joining us. You can get your fantasy questions in the queue now if you want. You can hit me up on Twitter at Barry is Funny. You could text the show 713-780-3776. Ask your fantasy questions. Get in line, though. There was a lot we did not get to last week, and we only have one segment to do it in, so you better get in line early if you want your questions answered.
Rapid fire is desirable in that segment.
That's right. We go as fast as we can.
There you go.
Last night I was watching the Astros game.
Yep.
And I saw a guy, like, I guess there were people cheering, and then I see a guy whistle. And he whistles by holding his body. Now, first of all, can you whistle, like, not like that kind of whistle, but can you do like the loud redneck whistle with the two fingers?
Two fingers under your tongue.
Or the tongue thing.
Yeah, I would love to be able to do that, but can't.
So I see a guy, and I've seen guys do this before, where they grab their bottom lip and pinch it together. Yes, like that, Nick. You look like the Predator when you do that.
That makes a whistling sound?
Yeah, but and then they say, yeah.
Oh, my
See?
God.
Yeah, it works.
There are several dogs in Houston that just rolled over in the
Nick
car.
Nick is like, I'm a badass. I didn't even know I could do that. Yeah, but I see a guy do that in the middle of cheering to whistle. He grabs his bottom lip, and my very first thought was, if you have to grab your bottom lip and pinch them to whistle, maybe whistling isn't your thing. Like, maybe, because then you just look like you look like you're trying too hard. You
Nick
know what I mean?
Just gave us the emergency broadcast system, by the way. That was impressive. I didn't know where that was coming from.
But then, so then my dumbass starts Googling how to whistle, right? So then I'm like, well, let me see, because I don't want to do the pinch the bottom lip. That's like double A whistling. You know what I mean? I want to be a man. I don't want to be some child whistling like that. So, and it's basically you pinch your, either your first, your index finger or your middle finger and your thumb together. You touch the nails together. Then you put your tongue where those meet and then you blow. And I almost passed out on the way here trying it and never whistled one time.
Because a lot of my friends growing up could do that and it was louder than loud.
And I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Like I said, I gave myself a headache and almost passed out from lack of oxygen trying it on the way in. And I just not cut out to whistle. But I know I can't whistle, but I'm not pinching the bottom lip.
No.
Guys, stop that. That's like, you have to stop that once you get to high school. Like,
if
that's
just
not
a pinch
appropriate.
Is all it takes, don't go between your cheek
that's
and
gum. That's not appropriate anymore to be whistling like
Nick,
that.
Nick, again, though, where did that come from?
I
did
have
you
no
just
idea. I honestly
that?
Have never done that.
That was
life.
Pretty badass for an eighth grader.
High pitched, solid.
Do it again, 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 do it again.
He can't do it laughing. I told you, he can't do it again. He's laughing while he does it.
Can't
Come
do
on,
it.
Hoover,
can't
do the vacuum one more time. All right, we got a good show for you today. We've
great.
Got Sigmund Bloom, as Barry mentioned, at 2:30. We've got lots of other things to get to. And, of course, we always have room for you, the usual suspects. So join us, 713-780-3776. It's the HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We call it the usual suspects because we're not egotistical and we don't need our name in the title. We call it because you guys are suspects that join us on a regular basis, and we like when you participate. So those are your ways to reach the show. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, so just fasten your seatbelts, and away we go right here on ESPN 97.5. Slow it down, baby, take a look. You blow my whistle, baby, let me know. ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, continuing to entertain you and more. We were talking about highway antics, and I just want to say the other thing in terms of driving. And I think of my co-host, who is somewhat of a road rager, and we know that he carries from time to time.
Nick's not like that.
Oh, my
is
goodness.
He?
Well, both of you are. But yesterday I'm driving home, and traffic's thicker than normal going towards Sugar Land. And two ass clowns decide that they're going 100 coming up on my back bumper, and they just go out in the emergency lane. And with a steady, locked bumper-to-bumper set of traffic in front of me, they blow the doors off of everybody in the emergency lane thinking they're funny, and then start weaving in and out of traffic once they get up farther. And I'm just thinking, you are taking your life in your own hands, because somebody who's had a bad day at work, whether they're carrying or not, is either going to ram you or wait till you get absolutely stuck so you can't use the emergency lane and then get out and punch you in the mouth.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Yes, exactly.
Are you that guy, though? Will you pull over if you see it? Because if I see you coming, I'll do that. I'll just pull into the emergency lane and stop.
I've gotten the lecture so many times now in the last, say, year, that I'm not that guy anymore. I definitely was, but if I have to hear one more time, you have a daughter now, and you have a family, and you need to be around for a long time, and there are idiots on the road that could kill you, so you're not doing the road rage thing anymore. So, therefore, I've changed my ways. Otherwise, yes, I'm that guy. I would pull out in the emergency lane and stop them, and if they had a problem, I would solve it.
Okay.
But
if they have a problem,
yo,
you'll solve it?
With carrying a gun, because if they pull out a gun, I'm not solving anything.
Well, hold on now. Are you doing Vanilla Ice lyrics?
If there is a problem, yo, I'll solve
it. Okay, just checking.
Check out the car. Emergency lane revolved it. I don't know. Now I feel like I'm trying to sell you a car.
I like that, though. I think we should make that a thing where we just speak in nothing but Vanilla Ice lyrics for a whole segment.
We'd run out of them quickly.
Right? Yeah, it'd be like 2 or 3 songs, maybe.
Yes.
Didn't he have some love song, too?
Did he really?
I think he did. He had some like slow jam.
I know, it was kind of like the LL Cool J I Need Love. But It was kind of like that. Yeah.
Didn't he start like a band for a while, too?
He did some
like alternative.
Was it ska or something?
Then he went X Games on us.
What?
Yeah. Then he went into all the like BMX and all kinds of like X Game tricks and things like that for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know he used to ride motorcycles before he became a huge hip hop star.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
He did it after. And then they made a show about it too, where he and his crew that used to do the BMXing and everything else would also like set up like tricks on people and. It was really bad. I think it was on MTV.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
So you got your whistling that was on your mind. How about this one? And this comes from my wife, of all people, who, as we all know, does the morning show. So she has to get up very early. And so she's not able to get coffee until after the main show is over and they just have to do cut-ins. She goes to the Starbucks in Midtown. She said this is the second or third time it's happened, and only at the Starbucks in Midtown. It's a complete guilt trip. She gets up to the window, and the barista says to her, "Hey, the person in front of you bought your coffee." She's like, "Oh, that's really nice." She goes, "So do you want to keep it going? Because we like to do that around here. So will you buy for the person behind you?"
Nope.
And Lisa's like, "What?" And, you know, she hasn't had her coffee. She's tired and everything like that. But she's like, you know, her coffee's like $3. She goes, well, and the lady's like, I mean, this is something we like to do around here. And it's like guilting her into
it. They do it a lot, yeah.
And then she goes, and on top of it, she goes, the person behind me ordered 3 foo-foo drinks, and it was like $15, and I'm paying it forward? She goes, how about I just pay what I was going to pay for my coffee? But she does it because she always gives into those kind of things.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I'm like, what kind of Starbucks guilts you into it?
A lot of them do that. Like, they have the whole, what is it, pay it forward or pay it backwards.
I've never seen that. They really do that?
I think it's yeah. I have never heard of it before, but I was pissed off. I'm like, who guilts you into doing that?
I have a friend of mine that does a pretty funny joke about it. But, yeah, it's a thing. They do that where you pick up the next person's tab, the next person picks up the next person's tab, and so on and so on. And it stops with me. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
and there's no way you're guilting me into that. Now, I do understand in Lisa's particular case, the situation that she's in, because if they recognize her as Lisa Hernandez from Channel 11 and she says no, then they're going to go, here we go on social media. Oh, that Lisa Hernandez, she's a B. She didn't pay it forward like everyone else does. She doesn't care about people.
Scroogey Lisa wouldn't participate and keep the game going.
So what a horrible predicament for her to be in. Yep. But, average ass Barry? Average
ass I'm
Barry,
not doing it.
Yeah, average ass Barry don't give a damn. I'm not paying it for it. Mine is $3. Theirs is $15. Either I'm going to go and get my $12 from the car from them, or I'm just paying my $3 and I'm out. I'm not paying it forward, backward. I'm paying it Barry.
That's what I'm paying. And you make fun of me for getting to know my Starbucks people.
I make fun of you for a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. But if my Starbucks people work in the drive-thru window, I better get some kind of hand signal that it's one of those days and they're paying up front, because I'm ordering about 16 things then, and I want to see how that goes down, because I'm like, who does that? You guilt them into it. I mean, I've done it before out of the goodness of my heart. I see someone that's digging in their pocket for change. Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it. Or like at the Randalls, they're really nice. The one guy that does all the collecting of the carts and the bagging and stuff like that is a really good kind of an older guy. And I always say, you know, Sandy, do you need a coffee? Let me get you coffee today or something like that. That's on me because I feel like doing it. But don't pressure me into doing it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. It's my money.
Yes.
It's not your money. You didn't earn this.
I wouldn't have the nerve.
You didn't go on the radio and get heckled via the text line. This is my money.
I would just ask, hey, if you want to. But if you don't have to.
Doing it. Pay it forward. Do you want to participate? No. Cool. All right. Move on to the next one. But who brings it up is what I want to know. Who's the a-hole that starts it? You know what I mean? Because it's usually because I think when you pull up is when they say, do you want to pay for the car in front of you? I don't even know how it works, to be honest with you. I just know
that
they do it.
It's those people that are so quote-unquote high on life that they come into Starbucks already naturally caffeinated enough that they shouldn't be getting coffee in the first place. Because there was a lady that will remain nameless that used to be very high up in a sports organization here that used to every morning go into the Starbucks at the corner of West Gray and Shepherd and swing the door open with all these half-asleep people waiting to get coffee and just kind of do the Robin Williams at the top of her lungs.
Really?
Just do, good morning! And everybody was like, someone kick her in the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, just already high on life to the point where you're like, shut up until
just
I get
happy.
Coffee.
Yeah. See, what I would do is I would walk in and be like, hey, are we paying it forward? Is somebody paying for my coffee? No? All right, I'll be back tomorrow and then leave. And I would check. I'd be, because I wonder how they started. Is it the person that pulls up to the drive-thru and says, I'm going to pay for the person behind me? Or do they say, I'm going to pay for the person in front of me? That's what I want to know. Maybe Johnny knows.
Johnny, what's up? You got info on this pay it forward stuff?
Yeah, I got a very crazy story about a pay it forward incident that I was involved in. I was in the store one day. Actually, my son was graduating. I'm in line, and it was like four or five girls at the counter, and they were paying for their stuff, and they were about to have to put some stuff back. So in order to keep the line going, it's like three or four more people in between us, and I'm kind of in a hurry. I tell the guy at the register, you know, whatever they're short, you know, which all I said was, hey, I'll get it. That way they wouldn't have to put, and then he got to go through all of that, take this off, and then re-ringing and all that stuff and more time. So get up to the register finally. All I bought was one item, $5 and something. Get to the register. The amount is like $15 and something. And I'm like, dude, I mean, what was that? And then he was like, well, you said you was going to get their stuff. I said, no, I was more like paying. It was like $3 is what they were short. And the guy, we almost get into a shouting match where we actually did stop the store because I wanted my money back, or at least he paid for half and I paid for half. And that's how I felt about it. But we went through a whole 15, 20-minute ordeal about trying to pay it forward. So from here on out, they're never going to get my money. Good. I mean, whoever will just sit there and lose whatever time it's going to be and go from there, because I'm not doing that again. That's Barry.
That's hilarious, Johnny, man. Thanks for the call.
Johnny, see, time is money, but you're a rich man because you ain't paying. You're
that's why
wait.
You got to be careful, man. You can't just, because then they're like, well, go ahead and put all of it on there and then leave. And I'm with him. I'd have been like, no, I'm not paying for that. Give me $3 of it. I don't care what you do for the rest of it. Call the police and say they stole it, but I'm not paying more than $3.
Yep.
You prove it. Prove I said I would pay for it. And where's the contract? Hell no.
I'm not trying to get a loan to pay it forward.
No.
I'm trying to help it out or help somebody out for a change. I'm thinking that's a couple bucks. I'm not looking at 10, 15 bucks.
No, not at all. Uh-uh. I'm not that generous. Not in that way. No, definitely not. All right, guys. I wanted to tell you that, you know, it's no secret that Hurricane Harvey has come and gone, and we're still seeing the effects from it in this city and the surrounding areas. But I want you to know that Gulf State Homebuyers is here for you. They believe in the community, and they believe it's time for us to come together, and they want to do their part. So they're offering up their services to folks that are in a situation where you're not sure if you want to rebuild the house, you're not sure if you want to do the repairs, or maybe sell it and move on and maybe try to find a spot that doesn't flood. That's what Gulf State Homebuyers is here to help you with. And when you're dealing with Gulf State Homebuyers, you're dealing with a company that won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau in 2016 and 2017. What does that mean? It means you're working with a great company. It means you can reach out to Gulf State Homebuyers, and when they get with you, you don't have to worry about this being some fly-by-night storm-chasing company. They've been around. They've been advertising with me on this show for a while now. So I want you to call Gulf State Homebuyers if you're thinking about selling. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Let them come out. There's no obligation to you. They're going to come out for free. They're going to look at your house, and they're going to give you a cash offer. So they're going to say, look, this is what we'll give you for the house. And then with that, you can look at what it's going to cost to repair it and decide, do you want to repair it or do you just want to sell it and move on? But you're not going to know what it's worth if you don't call Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Let them help you. They got an entire staff of attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff of professionals ready to help you and get you through this process together. Again, it's Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're here for you, and together we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, for those of you that are going to chime in and say, sports, 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 guess what? We're a sports and entertainment show, and that's what we do. We entertain when you've already gotten a steady dose of sports throughout the day, because some of it's just plain been talked about ad nauseum, and others we'll get to. We got time. It's a long show.
It is a long show. 3 hours. Sometimes it seems like an eternity. Sometimes,
lately it's been going
like that.
Really fast.
Like in the, like just like a whistle. Right, Nick?
Can't do it.
Damn it, Nick. I set you up to redeem yourself with a beautiful whistle.
Got
you
hot
did.
Cheetos in my mouth.
All right, that's fine.
Hot Cheetos in your mouth. Yeah, definitely don't try that, because the success rate there is like slim and none.
But when you're doing the pinch to whistle, you suck in, which he probably would have choked on a hot Cheeto. So that's a good
call. That wouldn't
have
been good.
No, we don't need you dying on air. Right. Off air.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but at least you went with the possible choking on a hot Cheeto.
That's right.
With that being said, one of the usual suspects, Jerry, is waiting, and we don't want him to wait long. Jerry, what's up, Jerry?
Hey-o, yeah. What's Hi-o. Up, boys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Trey cracks me up. Every time I call, he goes, some guy he came by today, owns a McDonald's, and he just stopped talking. I'm like, okay. He's like, and he dropped off some nuggets and some hamburgers.
And he's but there's not no lying more nuggets, either.
So that stinks. But there's plenty of sauce. I guess the people didn't want the sauce. I was like, you know, all right, bro, thanks.
You know what's hilarious is I know that happened because that's true, and we haven't talked about it yet, and I'm not even sure that they talked about it on the previous show all that much, so it's so weird that he does that. It's like, Trey, just answer the call, dude. He's giving you a whole backstory.
Yeah, he's got such a good energy. Like, I mean, there's so many grumpy people out there. He's just not one of them.
He starts paying it forward,
when
Jerry.
When he picks up, I don't know. It's just like, I know he's going to say some random happening, of the day that doesn't apply to anything, but
he does have
I'm always
a good
looking
energy.
Forward to it.
You are correct. He does.
Yeah. But so like last week I was at Starbucks and the lady goes, oh, the person in front of you paid for it. She said to just pay it forward. And I was like, that's so nice. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll get the person behind me. They go, how much is there? So like, $10. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll take my free coffee. I'm out.
Exactly.
Seriously, man.
I was like, that's cool. I mean, I'll do something nice. I'll hold the door for somebody. I ain't paying those $10. I was like,
no.
Thank you for my free coffee.
For like a $3 coffee, you're going to pay $15 or something like that. No, right. I'm not. No. If you're
that's
doing...
like the lady, but remember I was telling you that lady at Subway. She looked like she could, you know, use a handout or something, and she went foot long and double avocado, double meat. I was like, I'm done being nice to people.
I'm with you, dude.
I'm out.
It's one thing if you pay it forward for a couple bucks, like I said, but if it's pay it forward to take it from the backward, like you're taking it in the hiney because you're trying to be nice, or they're trying to get you to be nice, and they're telling you to do it. I don't need to be told. Yeah. It's a nice gesture. Yeah. I want to do.
The panhandlers in Houston are very aggressive. Like the dude at Chipley's and the guy orders like 5 drinks. So like, you know, you're at a red light. The dude comes over and like he'll just stare at you through your window, like 2 inches from the glass. And I'm like, I'm not going to look at him. I'm not going to look at him because then I got to pay him. And I'm like, after like 2 minutes, it's so awkward. I'm like, take my money. Leave me alone.
That's great.
See you guys later.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the call,
Gary.
Jerry.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, that's funny stuff, man. Let me catch up on a couple texts before
sure.
we move forward. So somebody started, we usually get like a question of the day from the same texter. And I usually ask them for this person and we answer them. I'm not doing it today because today's question involves who's better, LeBron or Jordan. And I just refuse
just
never don't
to
you
entertain
dare.
That.
You
I refuse to. No, no, because I didn't ask you the specific question.
Well, it
involves.
Enough.
Yeah. So
we've covered that at nauseam.
I cover most of your questions. It ain't happening today, player.
No. No, we don't need all that.
Steelers fan Juan said, y'all suck, LOL. It's a contraction when we were talking about y'all.
Yes, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
so,
you. Appreciate
yeah.
explaining
he doesn't mean that we suck. I think Steelers fan Juan actually kind of likes us. He said, if you're really country Texan, you say, Figna do this, F-I-G-N-A. What?
I don't
I've never
said heard
Figna.
That.
It's probably where you live, like cut and shoot, Texas and stuff.
I don't,
like that.
I don't live by cut and shoot. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I live like 10 minutes away from
Isn't,
cut and shoot.
No,
Texas.
I don't. I live like 12.
Is that, Isn't this what? Weekend the Barry's barrel races?
No, that's not.
Out in the backyard?
Nope.
No?
No. No.
The Barry Rodeo's not this weekend?
No.
The neighbors all come over and do some barrel racing and.
Nope.
Cattle roping?
Nope.
No?
No. It's not that big of a
Rose
property.
Bush digging?
Okay. Now that I could use some help on.
Garden weeding?
Yeah. That should be a sport.
There
definitely.
You go.
Somebody want to know when I'm going to give away more tickets to my show. I'm going to do one. I'm not doing like I did yesterday where I gave away a bunch. I'll do like one more giveaway at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So, and then we'll maybe do a couple more tomorrow. We'll see. But today, so we'll go a little easy. We'll just one.
Okay.
One pair. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah. How about that?
There you go.
Okay, and then we're starting to get some more fantasy questions on the text line.
Okay.
So get those in, 713-780-3776, because in an hour, Sigmund Bluna is going to join us at 2:30.
Correct.
So keep firing those off. Now, I have a question for you guys. Well, not really a question. I guess this is more of a statement. When I was doing my show prep, I go to this one website where they have a lot of, what's the name? I'm going to give them their proper due, Home Snacks. Is a website that has just different information. You know what I mean? It deals with like cities and
it's no culture map, but it gives you some info.
Yeah, it'll say like, oh, these are the biggest cities in Texas, or these are the, you know what I mean? Like it'll like, for example, right now, if you go to Texas and look at biggest cities in Texas, Houston is number one. But this says 2014. This is based off 2014 population. It says 2 million, so I'm sure that's inside the city limits, right?
Yep.
San Antonio is number two at 1.3 million, beating Dallas at 1.24 million.
Wow.
Which is kind of weird. And then as far as growth goes, like the biggest is Austin and then Fort Worth and then San Antonio. But anyways, I say all that to say that on this site, they have this for all different states. And this is where a while back we did like the most white trash cities in Texas and then the most ghetto cities in Texas and all that. And I came across one that said the 10 most white trash cities in Alabama, And I was like, well, isn't that just every city in Alabama, really? Like, do we need to go through? I mean,
I would say that.
Like, what?
I would assume that.
Is there a fancy city in Alabama? Is there
Tuscaloosa?
A city where, yeah, Birmingham? Are people like, oh, well, that's a bustling metropolitan of Birmingham? I kind of feel like every city in Alabama is white trash. I feel like they could have not done that article. They could have saved some time.
I'm telling you, the one city that Tuscaloosa itself might be white trash, but since I saw the ESPN tour of their football facility, no wonder everybody wants to play football at Alabama. It's like living in a 5-star hotel every day with every freaking resource on the planet.
It's nice.
Oh my goodness. They have a waterfall in their hot tub cool pool area.
What?
It's sickening.
A waterfall?
Yeah, like a water wall waterfall. Like the the ceiling to the floor, it's just flowing waterfall. And then you can go on the left to the hot tub or on the right to the cool pool.
That's pretty fancy.
It's really
so
fancy.
So it's basically like a city inside of a city. In other words,
it is.
They're the exception, not the norm in Alabama.
You don't go to the cafeteria if you play football at either. I saw the Oklahoma one, too. It's very similar. Oklahoma or Alabama. You don't go to the cafeteria. You have a chef that prepares a buffet for just the football team.
Really?
And then you eat in the players' lounge, which is nothing but leather sofas, ping pong tables, pop a shot, pool. Who wants to go to class?
Yeah.
I want to get a leather sofa and a big screen and slap some movies on there and be like, yeah, I'm just chilling today.
I mean, cool. I get you need all that to recruit, but at the same time, this is college, man. Like, this is having chefs cooking for the football team. If I'm a student at Alabama that doesn't play football, I'm like, wait a minute, you've got chefs, and I've got this big fat lunch lady with a hairnet going, you want another rectangle piece of pizza? Like, what? That's not fair.
No.
Like,
in Alabama,
crap.
Their locker, after all these gizmos that you could, like, the seats are padded, and they come from, you pull them out from the actual locker, and on the side of the locker, there's, like, a drawer that comes out, and you put your cleats in there, and it's an automatic dryer and air freshener for your cleats.
Now that should be
it
everywhere.
It is badass.
Yeah, that is badass. I like that.
I'm like, damn, they give these guys everything and an edumacation if
right?
they so choose.
Somebody wanted to know, do you guys say icebox instead of refrigerator?
I do not.
Or fridge.
Negative.
We use it in Oklahoma. I say icebox.
Do
I
you?
Used to. I'll say fridge now or, you know, refrigerator. But growing up, yeah, my mom said icebox a lot, and so we said it as well, but I haven't said it as much anymore. But yeah,
I think
that was
like
a term
when you
used
to the
a lot
store
in
back
house.
In the day. They sold it as an icebox, right? Like they
well,
had a
because
sign.
The freezer was an as a it was a box that you kept ice in to keep everything else cool.
So
that was the name ice. So they would have ice delivery to a house,
right?
And they would deliver a big block of ice, and you would put it in the icebox, and that's how you kept your stuff cool.
And the way we differentiated in the Midwest was your fridge was in your kitchen. Your ice box was in the garage if you had, like, a bunch of frozen food.
Well, that's the freezer now.
Right. Now it's the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But we used to call it the ice box.
Okay. That makes us sense. So that was that, like, the one with the lid
yes.
that's on top?
Correct.
It wasn't, like, you know.
Like a big rectangle with just
right.
like
a box.
A trunk.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we continue to roll on. If you want to join the show like Jerry and so many others, 713-780-3776, HR and P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. We are very responsive, so give us a try as we continue to roll on. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects in hour number one of the three-hour big show as we continue to move and duck and cut and do all that kind of human joysticky kind of thing. Astros win again last night. That was a good one.
It was indeed.
The Peacock only gave up one hit, albeit a home run, to a guy that's been lighting it up against the Stros, Machado.
Barry, did you end up going or no?
Yon
no,
Machado.
I did not. Yeah, you know, Mercado was the guy that everyone was waiting for. Number one MLB.
Red Sox guy that went for sale.
Yeah, number one prospect in the majors that got called up, and he's living up to the billing.
In certain regards. Average, not good overall, but he is an Astros killer this year.
He's going to be a stud.
Yep.
I really believe that.
You think he's a second baseman or a shortstop?
Second baseman. Yeah, he's
going to stay at second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was a shortstop for some reason. But
no, he's second baseman. Somebody was, when I brought up the whole Alabama thing, a lot of people are saying that Birmingham, like Clayton on Twitter said Birmingham is the next hipster mecca. And then Crystal Collins, our friend, said, my daughter went to Bama. A man at the Chili's asked us, what you is our first trip there? Like, what? Oh, my goodness. And then somebody said, from personal experience, Tuscaloosa and Birmingham are the total opposite of white trash. This coming from a guy who knows exactly what white trash is. I grew up in Mississippi, the capital of white trash outside of Kentucky. So just shots fired all over the place in that one text. I like it. But apparently,
all in fun.
Apparently Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, not white trash.
Okay.
I stand corrected, although I still... I tend to believe it's probably more is than isn't, but whatever.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic with the Astros.
Yeah, so we go back to the Astros, but the fact is they win again. But then again, last night I went to bed 2-2 Indians Angels thinking, oh, yeah,
no.
Now we got a chance. Then I get up and do the odd damn as soon as I check the scores because 6-5 Indians over the Angels.
That yeah.
Means the Angels are falling back and the Indians are hanging on to a game and a half lead for best record in the American League over your favorite nine, the Astros.
Astros are 7-3 in their last 10. The Indians are 9-1.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, the good news in all this though is you didn't get swept by the White Sox like you did last time.
Right.
So you're winning the games you're supposed to win. It's going to be interesting to see these last couple of weeks how it plays out. I noticed again last night, though, they were talking about that third starter,
yes.
that who is it, who is it? Now, again, it's all a moot point if it's McCullers, if he's healthy. But I just don't know that they can count on him right now
anymore. Did Peacock solidify his spot in the rotation regardless of where it is with last night's performance? Since May 22nd, he's 10-2 with a 3.25 ERA. He's ninth in the American League in wins. Seventh in the American League in earned run average, seventh in strikeouts, fourth in batting average, 10th in whip, fourth in Ks for nine innings. That's pretty salty.
It's hard to argue with that, but on my weekly Houston Sports and Stuff article, I wrote about this topic because it's a hot topic, but I've been lobbying for Colin McHugh as that third starter. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to take that angle. I mean, Peacock makes a lot of sense for just when you read those numbers and when you listen to Jeff Blum talk about it on the broadcast, it makes a lot of sense. But I think one of the things that I like, and I've said it before about Peacock, is I like having an arm like that and a stud like that as an option out of the bullpen if somebody falters early. If he's a starter, you don't have that option. And of the three guys that you could put in this number three slot, not named Lance McCullers, Morton, McHugh, and Peacock, he's the only one that has legitimate experience coming out of the bullpen.
I said it yesterday.
He's done it this year.
Yep.
And he knows what he's doing when he does it. He's done it well. He has a 1.77 ERA coming out of the pen. I really like that. That's better than Devinsky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's next level middle relief. So that being said, if you say, okay, this is going to be our long and middle relief guy who bails us out if someone does falter, if Verlander gets hurt, God forbid, or, you know, Keuchel just doesn't have it after two innings, but you can keep it relatively close, you can go to a Peacock. McHugh also, keep in mind, he's only pitched 52 innings this year.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the 131 innings that Morton has pitched and the 127 that Peacock has pitched isn't a ton in by starters' numbers, McHugh only having 52 is the freshest arm in there. And again, I've said it 1,000 times, he's also the most consistent.
But keep in mind, he's had a tired arm, even with those 52 innings, where they shut him down out of two starts ago and wanted to make sure he got a couple extra days. But look, I'm with you. I said it yesterday. It's an art form and a skill to be ready coming out of the pen as opposed to as a starter when you got all the time in the world. You go through a routine, you long toss, you stretch, you do all these things. Peacock's the only guy that's done that. And by the way, the other guy that's finally made the adjustment, Liriano. Liriano's starting to look better and better.
Musgrove, too.
Yeah, and Musgrove, although he gave up the run last night,
but I mean, Musgrove
his,
has been.
But yeah, he's been lights
out of the bullpen.
And you got two extra guys now because Liriano's only given up one run in his last seven appearances, I believe. Mm-hmm. So he's getting adjusted as well. And it's all coming at the right time. So you had that big lead. So you had some time to experiment with these guys, get them ready, get them experience, get them through the routines that they need to get ready for the playoffs. And they're picking it up. So it's a good problem to have because regardless. I mean, you've got several options like you just covered for who could be the three and who could be the four if you so be it need four. And depending on how many you use in a seven-game series, if you get there. But in a five-game series, if you're only going to go three, you still got great choices to make. A lot of teams would love to have those choices to choose from with basically when they put them all up across the screen and what they bring to the table. It's nothing that you're going to scoff at with any of the three guys.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about the dead arm thing because that was at the beginning of the year, and that's why he sat out so long.
No, two starts ago.
Fingernail. Remember, it was the
but
fingernail.
But they also thought that he had some fatigue.
He had a detached fingernail. That's why he didn't pitch the last 11 days. But either way, mm-hmm. I mean, he's back, and when you look at what he did, you know, not last night but the night before, I think he gave up, what, one earned run in his outing?
Right.
And that and with it only having 52 innings, I just like the fact that he's a fresh arm. But I'll be honest with you, I honestly don't care who they pick. If they go with Peacock, I'm good with that. He's proven. I mean, his ERA is ridiculous. Morton, solid, steady, and he's a power pitcher. Because if you're facing the Yankees and the Red Sox, they both do pretty well against finesse pitchers. Morton is not your prototypical power pitcher. He more leans towards somewhere in the middle between power and finesse. But both of these lineups that you're going to be facing, either the Yankees or – and I'm assuming the Yankees are going to beat the Twins, by the way.
Yep.
But either the Yankees or the Red Sox, they both don't do as well against a guy with a plus fastball, which is Morton. He's the only one of the three, really,
that
has a plus fastball.
You know, 93-ish. He'll top out at about 93. But, yeah, Morton has proven with that year off, we've marveled at it all year, he's come back and had an upper 90s fastball. The only problem that we talked about, including yesterday, that I have with Morton is the fact that when the wheels come off, they come off quickly without warning, and he loses his control.
Yeah, I think it would be my third choice. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick with McHugh because I want Peacock coming out of the pen. But if I put them in order, I would go McHugh, Peacock, and then Morton. But honestly, they've all pitched really well this year, really well. So ideally, you get McCullers back, and it's a you know, non-issue, non-factor, but I just don't know if that's going to happen. I really don't. In fact, I haven't even seen an update on the kid. I don't even know where we stand.
I know he looks very comfortable in the dugout every night, you know, yapping and bumping his gums and hanging with the fellas, but I'd like to have someone tell me that there was a bullpen session that was at least okay instead of disappointing or upsetting.
I thought he had a bullpen session coming up recently, but I didn't see an update. And from what I'm looking like, it was scheduled to throw on Wednesday. So we'll see how that. I haven't seen anything
I
yet
either.
From yesterday, but I'll look it up at the break and I'll get an update for us.
There you go. All right, so we got 1 hour in the books. We got 2 hours to go in the big show. If there's something on your mind that you want to get off your chest and talk about, please join us on one of the three options that we give you, which is a call, 713-780-376, or a text at that very same number, or hit us up on Twitter. It's at @ThePronicerNick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. We are the usual suspects, and we'll start hour number two in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.